Recorded Books presents Ghoulish Song by William Alexander, narrated by the author.
First verse. The last day of Kaylee's life did not start well. She was up before the sun bothered to be and fumbled a bit with her bedside lantern. The flint sparked, the wick caught, and she blinked herself awake in the sudden, violent light. Then she wound up the bass and watched it turn. The lantern was a music box, a shadow puppet show, and one of Kaylee's very favorite things. Animals marched around the bedroom walls as it turned in a slow circle. She stared at the shadows while slowly remembering what day it was. She moved more quickly when she remembered and scrambled out of bed. Ceramic floor tiles felt cold against the bottoms of her feet. Her own shadow climbed the wall behind her to join the marching puppets. Kaylee opened her window. She smelled coldness and wetness in the air outside. Her arms felt bumpy when she rubbed them, but she put on a simple work dress with short sleeves that wouldn't get in her way. Downstairs, the oven was probably roaring. Downstairs, it would be too warm already. Kaylee, the baker's daughter, closed the window and braided her hair by her reflection in the window glass. She hummed along with the lantern music, making it a tune to hold her hair together. The music box wound down, and the lantern stopped turning. Kaylee snuffed the wick and went downstairs. A cloud of hot, dry air smacked into her when she opened the kitchen door. She had expected it and was surprised by it anyway. The air also carried rich kitchen smells. It presented these various scents to Kaylee with warmth and welcome. She breathed and sorted them.